Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And you know what, guys? For a change, can we talk a little Aaron Rodgers, at least figure out a way to jam him into the show?
No, we all good,
March Madness talk from Jay. Once in a while, we should be able to talk some football and maybe Aaron Rodgers, for example.
Nah, we just talk about hot dogs.
So Aaron Rodgers says he wants to play for the Jets in 2023.
Did he even hear you, Key?
No, I said let's talk about hot dogs.
I know, and he
second.
Just went right for it.
Yeah. What?
Did he even hear you?
No, I heard him.
You just chose not to acknowledge him.
What would you like to talk about with hot dogs?
Well, I wanted to know, do you like boiled hot dogs?
Boiled hot dogs?
Yeah.
What? I don't prefer
you like hot dogs,
food,
Max?
Though. It's an issue of preference. Don't, like, you guys are a bunch of food snobs. You're going to eat it. You just rather have it prepared a different way.
No, I'm not going to eat it.
You're not going to eat it, period?
Anymore. Not anymore. No.
Wait, yeah. I'll
growing up, tear that, up. That was part of the
grill.
That was part of the whole
sauerkraut on that.
Ooh, dinner.
Oh, boy.
Boiled
dinner.
Though.
Boiled. By the way, why not just throw it on the frying pan or in a toaster oven or something even, you know?
You know the way boiled hot dogs look, though? All the grease and whatever it was.
Mothers used to do weird stuff like that.
Floating to the top.
Yeah, ugh. Why boiled?
But it was, you know, like I said earlier, my mom fed me boiled hot dogs and top ramen.
But wait, why boil them, though? Like, think about that for a second. It takes longer, and it's not as good.
Because that's what they did.
That's what they did.
That's what they did back in the childhood days. I tell my mom, you should be thrown in jail for that. Come on, man. When you think about it, though.
Come on, man.
The boiled hot dogs and all the stuff at the top.
And the butter sandwiches, too. The butter sandwiches, you know, just take out
but,
the
but,
butter.
But really, in terms of butter, we would toast it, you know.
Yeah, toast butter sandwich.
In terms of the preparation, though, it's true. Why spend so much more effort preparing something that tastes worse according to everybody in the world? And it's no more healthy for you even, right? Like, what's the point of it? Just throw it in a frying pan.
I think because of the grease and the popping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that had a lot to do with it. Well, nowadays, you could just drop it in your air fryer, I'm sure, and keep it moving.
Well, you know, the grease back in the day, you know, I was a kid. What's that? Oh, my God. Oh! Why you gonna put your face in the frying pan, Jay?
The popping of the grease with the thick iron skillet was always problematic, though. You know, we didn't have the skillets, you know, Max, the nice silver shiny ones hanging
iron
from the ceiling. Now we had the big black iron skillet, you know, it fried everything. You name it, it had
fried it.
If you name it, oh,
it went in there.
It went in there.
Oh,
for sure.
It
tastes like chicken. Is that the same?
It was the pork chop.
All of it.
Grease with the
chops,
bacon
boy.
Grease with the. Ooh. And my mom used to sit in the back of the stove in the Crisco can. And whenever we would fry whatever, chicken or whatever, you pour that thing in that black skillet, and you had every flavor you could think of.
Yeah, that's right. It's like the barbecue grill nowadays.
You ever had the pork chop sandwich, though, with some mayonnaise and ketchup on it?
I've had a pork chop sandwich, but no mayonnaise, no ketchup, just the meat and the bread.
Try that.
Yeah, I don't really eat chops that much anymore.
Yeah,
I'm like,
mess with the mayo.
I try not to eat a chop here and there. Right. I may, but I don't really.
See, Max, don't you feel better? We just talked about boiled hot dogs right now. Now you can
give me a
boiled hot dogs and top ramen.
Transition boiled hot dogs to Aaron Rodgers.
Boiled hot
Go.
Dogs with mayo on pork chop. Nah, man, I'm good.
Transition.
You ready
with
for
the little
this
package,
transition?
Little package of seasoning? Max, have you ever had that?
No.
The top ramen with the little package of seasoning?
Oh, yeah. No kidding, of course.
25-cent.
By the way, the most delicious food in the world. In the world.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Rodgers
used to have like Papaya King in New York, and the ad was, it was like two hot dogs for 50 cents each. For a buck, you got two hot dogs. And the ad on the side of the building was, better than filet mignon, right? And when you ate it, you said, yeah, I can't imagine anything tastes better than this. Oh, they were so good. All right.
Go ahead.
Mike
you got it.
Mike Greenberg has been champing at the bit. Eh? He is so happy about Aaron Rodgers. Here he is on the Michael Kay Show, ESPN, New York, 98.7 FM. Hey, Mike. Hey, Greeny. How you feeling?
This has been the most exciting roller coaster of a week that I can remember having in a very long time. And when he said the words today on Pat McAfee, I decided I wanted to play for the Jets. In the annals of my life, I would put that moment there. Like,
with your wife saying yes?
Behind the birth, it's directly behind the birth of one of my children.
Wow.
And directly ahead of the other.
Ahead of the other. Which one? This is what Mike Greenberg was reacting to. Here is Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show yesterday.
Everything that I was told in the week that I was in Green Bay was take as long as you want. We want you to retire Packer. You know, you want to come back and play. Obviously, the door is wide open. So that was the information that I was going, on. Now, when I came out of the darkness, something changed. I'm not exactly sure what that was, but something changed. I got back to my phone after 5 days off of it, you know, hundreds of text messages and emails and all different things. I realized that there'd been a little bit of a shift.
A little bit of a shift. Yeah, they started thinking, the guy's in darkness. Let's really start to think about what it is that we want to do at this quarterback position. You got a young guy in Jordan Love that you drafted to eventually take over Aaron Rodgers, and you're now entering his fourth year. You have to pick up his fifth-year option in May, and you got decisions to make, and you got Aaron Rodgers still toying around with the organization and demands and all the different things. And at some point, they got fed up, and they said, you know what? Yeah, we'll trade him. We'll let you talk to the Jets, and if that's what you want to do, great. And if you don't want to do it, that's great too. But best believe – they felt the pulse of Aaron Rodgers not wanting to be a Packer. That's why they went ahead and essentially is forcing him to go be a New York Jet. Now, they just got to figure out the compensation. What is the compensation? What is that'll get this deal done?
To me, this is where I feel like if you're Green Bay, you're sitting there saying, okay, I don't have to say anything. I don't have to rush to make a move. I understand on the back end, like, we're not trying to pay Aaron Rodgers $60 million to somebody who doesn't want to be here. But just let me sit and wait for a second, because when we play sound like that from guys like Mike Greenberg, who get elated as if the deal's already done, the first thing I said today on our show, being a Mets fan, I'm like, could this be Carlos Correa all over again? It's a worry thing. Like, oh, we got him. We don't have him. Wait, what's going on? So Aaron Rodgers going on the Pat McAfee show yesterday saying, I have every intention to be a Jet. Now everybody's jumping, saying they're going to win it. They're going to be odds-on favorite. I feel like it puts more pressure on the Jets to get the job done, because if they don't land Aaron Rodgers, meanwhile everybody else is being signed to different franchises, the Jets don't want to be the one team, you know, stuck holding the bag, right? Like, you want
to. They had to wait, Jay, till June. Doesn't matter to them.
Okay.
And not only that, but I see a jump.
They can wait.
There's no word for me waiting to see if you get squirmish.
Jay,
no, but they can wait all the way up to a training camp, man.
Yeah, they
can. They can literally wait.
We've had Mike Tannenbaum, who has done a trade like this before.
With the Packers.
Who has been in the room, who has years of experience, saying the same thing as me. And you guys are saying no.
Yeah, I disagree. Let me tell you why I
disagree with
the guy who's done it.
Let me tell you why.
Meanwhile, Max has played Madden. And he's telling me that
that's
Mike
right.
Tannenbaum
and it
is
always
wrong.
It always works in the Madden trades simulation.
It does
Listen,
work in the Madden trades. Right,
this is where I agree with Key. Does it give the Packers some leverage because the Jets now, if they need a quarterback, the fan base is going nuts? Sure, it does. That is easily eliminated. It's canceled by the fact that it also gives the Jets leverage. How? Because Rodgers now is in this position. He has a contract with Green Bay. He could always just report for work and get his $60 million. They don't want that. They don't want him in the building. Right? Yeah, and especially you can't win a Super Bowl with a quarterback don't want to be there anyway. So all the other teams know this too. If he's already declared I want to go there, then who's going to give up draft pick compensation for him if he doesn't want to go to the other place? There, right? So, for example, they just signed Brissett, but let's say it was Washington, okay? He didn't say he wants to go to Washington. He wants to go to the Jets. If he makes it be, no, I don't want to go there. You're not giving up draft compensation for him, draft picks for him, because you don't want to be there. You can't win that way.
So, Max, if you're the Packers, you're just going to swallow your pride and just cut your losses and just take whatever the Jets give you?
That's no, okay. No. Because they don't have to behave that way. Because, as you mentioned, everyone has leverage, including Rodgers. But when everyone has leverage, no one does. It all cancels out. And so what you get is a fair deal. So the best thing for all parties involved right now, instead of trying to maneuver to see if they can squeeze out an extra fifth round pick, which is going to complicate things, right? Decide what the fair price is. Get the deal done as soon as possible, or as whenever it's convenient for the Packers, because they could save money by a certain date, right? Like,
do you think management has a good relationship with Aaron Rodgers?
Nope.
You're not hurting Aaron Rodgers, though, Jay. You keep making it seem like you hurting Aaron Rodgers by waiting. You're not doing. Aaron Rodgers can go. He got Colorado in June. He's not. You know, Aaron Rodgers is like, I'm chilling. I'm gonna get my 60. Whether it's from you or from them.
Well, that's on Green Bay for giving him that deal in the first place. So I can't talk to them for doing that. I wouldn't.
You're not hurting him, right? Because people would say he needs to be with these receivers like Garrett Wilson and them. He could throw with Garrett Wilson at the local park.
He can take an hallucinogenic and thinks he's throwing with Garrett Wilson at a local park.
I'm just not letting go of Aaron Rodgers.
Did you throw with Garrett Wilson? I think so. I don't know. It looked like him.
It looked like this.
Meantime, Miss Miller up the block got a broken kitchen window. Right? I thought Garrett Wilson was going to catch it.
He'd be like this. Look, I think I called Sluggo
I had a good conversation with Garrett Wilson. Aaron, that was the mailbox. What are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness. All right, but I don't think, in all seriousness.
He's not trying to trade this dude for pennies on the dollar, man.
No, I understand. I understand you want to try to get as much as you can.
Yes.
But like anything in any trade, in any sport, once I know that you don't want to be here publicly, and you don't want this person publicly, then what? What do we always say? Why did he say anything? Why did he say anything? That didn't happen with Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions, because you didn't know that the Rams was courting Matthew Stafford. And they were able to get him. Matthew Stafford said, I want out of this stinking place. Detroit's disgusting. Ah, blah, 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 blah. They'd have got him for a fifth round pick.
Yeah, if I'm the Jets right now, I'm saying, look, you can't have our 13th overall pick. But I'll give you next year's first. But then
I wouldn't even give you next year's first.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe I'll just give you the second. I'll give you the second and the fifth, whatever. But like, I'd give him a certain date. I'm saying, look, this offer is good until this date, because I know you can save some money this way. After this date, we're taking some of this stuff off the table. And good luck finding another buyer.
Yeah, and if I'm spiteful, fine.
And the Packers can turn around and say, look, we can sit on him till the first week of the season. That hurts you. Therefore, no one is going to take an extreme negotiating position. This is what I mean all along. They all got a little leverage.
You guys are acting like everybody's reasonable all the time. That's not typically how negotiations sometimes pan out.
That's true. Dickie V joins us to preview the NCAA tourney, as only he can, of course.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. It is tourney time. And who do you think of when you think tournament of all the TV personalities ever? Who do you think of
P.T.
first?
Pierre, baby! Yeah, He's a legend!
I think
he's
Dick
my
Vitale.
All Rolls Royce team! Oh, no.
Dick Vitale. But that's the first thing, the first guy you think of. ESPN college basketball analyst. Dickie V with us right now. Good morning, legend.
Dickie V, you there?
Well, we were
maybe
told.
Maybe he's not set up yet.
We were told.
Hey, guys.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is. There's my guy. What's going on, Dickie V?
Well, just was on SportsCenter. I wish we had an IFB to get this on live TV. They didn't give us an IFB number. So, what's going on? You tell me what's going on. We got March Madness, man. Nothing like it.
Hey, listen, you come across on the radio, Dickie V. You don't have to worry. The charisma jumps out of the speaker. What are you looking forward to most?
Well, I think when you look at the tournament, there's some interesting matchups out here that really excite me. I mean, I think of the fact that, Oral Roberts playing Duke. You tell Jay Will, man, that's a little cupcake city.
I'm nervous,
Dickie
V. I mean,
they won 17 in a row. They got 30 wins. They got a great little guard. And Max Asemus. They went to the Sweet 16 2 years ago, and he was a key part of that. But, Duke's playing great right now. They should prevail. I love their inside-outside combination with Roach and certainly with Filipowski, who's one of the impact diaper dandies in the country, with the best being the kid at Alabama, Miller, but Filipowski's right up there as well. But I look at there, and what's interesting with Duke guys? 18-1 when they've had a forecast. And the only loss was the loss I did the game when they lost to Virginia in overtime, and it was a scenario where Filipowski should have been on the free throw line to win the game, and it would have 19-0. Sean Shire's done a terrific job in his first year. I mean, that's a game that interests me. And also another game, I look at the schedule here in terms of a future game that I'm looking at is Kentucky and Providence. I mean, that's a game that Kentucky has to win. After last year losing in the first round, a Big Blue Nation will go crazy if they lose in the first round again. So those are some interesting matchups that really intrigue me.
Dickie V, I am curious, watching Kansas lose in the Big 12 championship to Texas, right? Obviously not having Bill Self there. I'm glad he's okay. But what do you think are some of the challenges for Kansas, including injuries? And do you see them making the Final Four?
I don't have them going in the Final Four this year. I really don't. I've had them the last 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks ago I had them against Texas in Austin, and they got beat convincingly in that game, and Bill was on the sideline. And then they came back in the tournament, and Norm Roberts has done a great job, an experienced guy. So I don't know how much the loss of Bill Self in the game could be blamed for that loss. Texas just really dominated a very veteran team. So I really think they're coming in an awkward state right now, but I have them facing the UConn and their round and advancing, because I got UConn moving on against Iona, against my buddy Rick Pitino. But I got Kansas playing the Zags. And I think when that happens in the Sweet 16, I got the Zags moving on. I think Drew Timmy and company are playing their best basketball now, so I give them the edge there. But I like Texas coming out of the Midwest. I like the Zags coming out of the West. I like the Bama Crimson Tide move over football, basketball king. I got them hooking up with Baylor. I think Baylor's going to go on a little run here after playing in the Big 12, some best conference in America. And I got Duke Marquette hooking up, and I got Duke moving on. So I got Alabama, Duke, and then I got Texas versus the Zags. And when it's all said and done, I think they're going to have their first basketball championship in Tuscaloosa.
Talking to Dick Vitale here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Dickie V, why do you think the Huskies are such a kind of trendy pick right now?
Well, I think a lot of people like them. I know some people have picked them, obviously, to win it all. I think Jay picked them, won them all. But they're picked because, first of all, Dan Hurley gets the most out of his kids. He really does. Intense, emotional. Those tournament coaches in tournament play really seem to have success. When you look at the Tom Izzo's and Pitino's over the years, they seem to really get their players in a fever pitch. We're talking a one-game shot now. One bad night and the party's over. It's not 4-7 like the NBA. You can have a bad night and you can still survive. You're not surviving here. That's why you got to come to play every game. You got to be committed. And you got to execute. You got to be efficient. And I think that when you see Hurley's club, they've shown that. They had some down moments, though, as well. But they got some guys that can really play, and the big kid Sanogo is really good. And I really think they're going to be a tough, tough out for people.
Dickie V, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing? I want to thank you, man. You were great at my gala.
Oh, appreciate it. Appreciate it. When you look at the round of 64, though, who do you see in this round of 64 that is a favorite that could get popped?
Get popped? Yeah, well, I think, you know, you look up there and you see Kansas is one. Kansas is a team right now. You know, we don't know how well they're going to play. They're getting Kim McCullough back, and that's good news because he's a defensive stopper. They're also Bill Self back, and that's positive too. But I think the way that, you know, they played at the end, I got to say that they're definitely a team that can really, you know, have a little struggle.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Dick Vitale, appreciate you joining us this morning, taking the time out. And next time we'll get the IFB and hook it all up.
Yeah, we got to get the IFB. I'm going to be here hooked up all week. So anytime, because I love you guys, man. You all do a great job. And certainly, J. Will, one of my favorite players I coached throughout my career. I will never forget his explosion in Kentucky. When Coach K benched the whole starting five, and they came back in, and he went on fire.
I mean, Dickie, that's that Tayshaun Prince team. I mean, he was playing the way he played with the Detroit Pistons back then in college as well.
I'll tell you one thing. Hey, guys, isn't this a great time of the year, though? It really is. Grandma, Grandpa, everybody puts on their sweatshirt. They cheer for the certain team, and they go wild, man. They go wild. You know, another game I'm really looking forward to, I want to get this out. Alabama, if they advance, right, they'll play if Virginia advances, they can meet in the Sweet 16. And the reason I love that matchup, we got two contrasting styles. One going up and down the floor, the other one controls tempo. That would be an interesting matchup to watch.
Sure would. Alabama turns it over a little bit, but I think everyone has them getting to the Final Four just about. Thank you, Dickie V, as always.
All right, Dickie V.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Get money.
Get money. Get money.
Orlando Brown Jr. came in. Things are sparkling from different around his neck, around his wrist. He got rare animal furs coming out of pieces of clothing and stuff.
Chip, man.
Good.
How you too?
How
do you live?
How are you feeling?
I feel man, great. I'm rich. Tell him. That's how I'm feeling.
Hey, man. I am rich, man. I'm so blessed, though. I'm so covered. You know what I mean? I can't even put it into words. Man, I'm so blessed.
Let me try. Let me try to put it into words.
I saw you yesterday on NFL 64. Live, man. It seems like you might have a future in this media game if you choose so.
Yeah, no, man, I love this side of it. You know what I mean? I respect all of you guys. You know, obviously, man, I'm one of those guys that loves ball, so I watch all of this. And, okay. And yeah, I mean, y'all kill it. I mean, on the regular. So, man, I mean, I'm happy to be here.
So I just teased on during SportsCenter, you go from Patrick Mahomes to Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. Yeah.
What, so it's not like you're getting paid and you got to go to some sorry team.
I know,
you're
man.
Getting paid. You're going to a stacked team that's the main threat to the Chiefs in the AFC.
I know,
what do
man.
You feel? What's that feel like?
I mean, it's an amazing feeling. You know what I mean? I blocked for Baker in college. I blocked for Lamar coming in. I've got blocked for Pat. I'm with Joe Burrow. Now, I mean,
one of us isn't the same. You said Baker, Lamar, Mahomes, and Joe Burrow.
Hey, man, I can't discredit any of those men. I mean, they all are hard workers. They've all put it in, man. But I'm so excited for the opportunity, you know what I mean, to be able to suit up with 9. You know, obviously, I've been on the other side of things. I've seen what he's done. You know what I mean? I know how good of a player he is. I'm fired up.
Orlando, how come you couldn't stick around in Kansas City? What happened? What happened in that situation where you know, obviously free agency or whatnot, and for somebody your caliber all the way back from Oklahoma to, like you said, Baltimore, then, hey, I don't want to play right tackle. I want to play left tackle because this is what I told my dad I was going to do. I was going to be a beast on the left side, and you took care of business in Kansas City, but yet and still you now are moving on to Cincinnati. So what happened there? How did that break down?
Yeah, you know, man, it's one of those unfortunate things that, you know, and you played it, so, you know, the business is cold, you know what I mean? And it's just part of the game, you know? And when you go to a team like Kansas City, you know, even Cincinnati, it's really hard to be able to keep everyone, you know what I mean? They just lost both of their safeties, obviously, in free agency. So, you know, that's telling in itself. You know, obviously Kansas City lost some role players as well, but it's just part of the business, man. You know, I don't think it's any bad blood or anything like that. Everything for me, I enjoyed the heck out of my time there. I'm a Super Bowl champion. I gave up 0 sacks in the Super Bowl. I mean, I made 2 Pro Bowls. I was able to play under one of the best offensive line coaches in the game. I'm all my guys up front, man. I mean, it's so many great things I can say about my time there.
Oh, I remember my agent, my rookie year, we were talking about a deal that had a chance to go down, and it didn't go down. I felt some kind of way about it. He's like, well, you know, Jace, it's not business, it's personal. I'm like, man, sometimes as an athlete, the business is always personal.
No doubt.
So let's go to a situation in which the business is personal.
Yeah.
Like Lamar Jackson, right? Obviously, you played there in Baltimore with him.
Yep.
Like, do you think he's a guy that deserves to have like a $235-238 million guaranteed?
Yeah.
Is he that player for you?
Yeah, personally, man, I do. You know, I'm biased because I'm a player, but I'm pro player. I do believe that he deserves a fully guaranteed contract. And no matter what anyone's saying around the league, no matter what anyone's saying, I believe that that's the point and narrative that we need to push as players to get to what we want. And I believe that in the NBA, there's a reason that it's so exciting. There's a reason that all of these guys are able to team up and so many players have control, and why it's been able – the game of basketball has been able to shape into what it's been able to shape into because of the freedom once you get to the professional level of truly being who you are and going out to, you could say, chase what you want. So
it's like that player empowerment, because we had Megatron on the other day, and he was like, well, I can't do that because that's not how they operated back then. But we're like, we're watching Aaron Rodgers now. It's different.
Exactly. It is very different. But I think that's needed, though. You know, there needs to be more guys of Aaron Rodgers' stature being able to step out and say, hey, I want to play for the New York Jets, and let's make this happen. In your case, though,
I want to stay with what Jay was saying, how it's sometimes personal.
Yeah.
So you're on a team that's trying to get to where the Chiefs are.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's team
lets
an offensive lineman like you go to the Chiefs. They trade you to the Chiefs to help Patrick Mahomes, who was running for his life in the Super Bowl, right, because he didn't have any offensive line help, and then since then has won a Super Bowl. Yep. Now the Chiefs let you go because Patrick Mahomes doesn't really need as much protection because he can do this without Tyreek Hill. And they let you go to the team that's right on their tail?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
How do you feel about that personally?
Yeah, I mean, man, I don't take it personal, you know what I mean? Similar to Baltimore trading me to Kansas City, man. I mean, it is what it is, you know? It's one of those things where...
Don't you think it's foolish of them, though?
I mean, it's kind of part of it. Like, that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm an anomaly, you know what I mean? And a lot of these teams view me how they view me. They look at me how they look at me. And I'm a bad athlete that really is just really good at football. So, you know, I personally love the opportunities that I've been able to have, man. It just I get the opportunity to prove all of these people wrong
you
over and over.
You passed the test. Max tried to hit you with the trick question.
You see, I tried to give you.
You want to prove them wrong.
Pass the test, man.
That's crazy.
You want to prove them wrong.
Absolutely.
You want to prove them wrong.
That's the personal
limit. But see,
you
what trips me out about it, and it did originally when the Ravens let you go, is okay, I get, you know, Keel always talk about, man, don't trade them in the the conference, a certain player. I'm like, man, stop being scared. Trade him in the conference. Yeah. But an offensive lineman on evenly matched teams with superstar quarterbacks, don't let him go to the team that needs offensive line help. Patrick Mahomes needed offensive line help. Yeah. The Ravens, Lamar's team, sent you there, and now they're sending you to Burrow. Burrow almost beat him. He beat him the year before.
I'm happy I'm the pawn. So, I mean, I'm blessed, man. I think
I'm winning. Make some money here.
No doubt, man. I'm winning in these situations, so I'm blessed, man.
Orlando Brown Jr., Bengals offensive tackle, Super Bowl champion, four-time Pro Bowler, and somebody who just signed a $64 million deal with the Bengals yesterday, adding more money to the pot. Well-deserved for protecting all these quarterbacks. And it's not by surprise. One in Oklahoma in Heisman Trophy in Baker Mayfield, and MVP in Lamar Jackson, Super Bowl champion in Patrick Mahomes, and now he's going to big-time quarterback in Joe Burrow. Tell me this, Orlando, because I played at all the different receiver positions, right? I played in the slot on the outside, on the left, the right, lined up, went in motion, all sorts of stuff. Yep. What's the difference for you in your aggressiveness when you play on the right side of the line at the tackle position versus the left? Because you become a road warrior in my eyes on the left. Yep. But on the right side, it's almost like you became a passive blocker. Why is that?
Yeah, I played left tackle my whole life, man. So, you know, it's what I was groomed to do. You know, my dad played 13 years in this league as a right tackle, and I think we all want our kids to be better than us. And so something he always pressed to me was, you know, watch Jonathan Ogden when you watch him football. Watch Andrew Whitworth. Watch Tony Boselli. And those are the guys that I really paid attention to when I was young and playing, learning the game. And so left tackle is most comfortable to me, man. I mean, I the way I would describe it is, you know, if someone were to tell you to fight in the opposite stance, you know, that's going to be uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Yeah. We're all going to, you know, it's going to feel weird. So I'm more comfortable fighting, you know, out of a left tackle stance. And as you can see right here, that punch, I mean.
Yeah, I see you know what I mean? A big old bully.
Yeah, huh? That's just, you know, that's just where I feel most comfortable.
Unless you're Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
You can switch up.
Hey, Max, you know how huge he was in college, man?
Yeah.
Size-wise?
Yeah.
The stuff that he used to do to guys in college.
No doubt.
And coming out of college in you know, the year he came out, you know, he didn't do so well. He was, you know, a little, you know, a couple little tacos, a few burritos here and there, and a little bit out of shape. So everybody thought that he was not going to be that guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all don't even understand that he going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, and he look at what he's turned out to be: Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, uber rich, and protecting some of the hottest quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Oh, what do you think the biggest difference will be, like going from protecting Patrick Mahomes to Joe Burrow with those two individually?
Yeah, it's really systems. You know what I mean? When we talk and compare, when I'm comparing guys, it's really normally the system. And you know, there's certain similarities between Pat and Cincinnati's, you know, Chiefs and Cincinnati's systems, but I feel as though, you know, it's different talent at the receiver position as well. Mm. Just with, you know, guys like Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, the things that they do, the way that they get the ball out. It's a different system. So I'm sure that, you know, the timing on certain routes is a lot different. I'm sure the ball will get out quicker here and there. You know, I also know that they ask their left tackle to block, you know, one-on-one a pretty good amount as well. So, man, I don't think there will be too many differences, to be honest. And I mean, you know, they're capable of winning a Super Bowl, in my opinion. You know, I mean, they were just there 2 years ago.
But before we let you go quickly, you block for Lamar.
Yep.
For Mahomes. Yep. I'm not going to ask you about Burrow yet. What was the difference?
You know, I kind of go back to the system. I mean, I caught Lamar also, I believe, you know, he was at an MVP. He had an MVP year at 2019. But I personally don't feel like that's the best football he's going to play in his career. I believe that, you know, I kind of caught him early. And, you know, I caught Pat. I don't want to say he's even in his prime yet either, but he's pretty more close to it, I believe, than Lamar, you know, just with experience. But the difference, I think, kind of falls on, you know, the system. You know, Lamar, obviously, it was a lot more zone read option stuff. He's getting out. So, you know, defensive linemen had to kind of honor that in the system with Pat. You know, it's a true drop back pass game, you know, where, hey, I've got 45 one-on-ones a game. Pat's going to put the ball in that guy's hands and we're going to score touchdowns.
Orlando Brown Jr.,
congrats,
ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
now
you.
The
thank
Cincinnati you. Bengals thank offensive
you.
Tackle.
You know it.
Hey, O, yep. Loan me something, man.
Hey, man, I don't even got
something.
It like that.
Let him get me something, man.
Key played 11 years in the league, had 17 different quarterbacks. You've been with three quarterbacks, been Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow.
Man.
Key, some dudes born under a lucky star, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Thank you, Orlando, and best of luck.
Yep.
Complex named its 25 greatest college basketball players since 2000. Will Jay Will be higher than 14th on this list? We're looking for a list that Jay Will is higher than 14th on.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. How many times do you use a towel post-shower till you throw it in the laundry, tweeted Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, how many times?
He says 30 or
he
something.
He said 30. That's disgusting. That's
yeah, I'm literally. That is gross.
That's
yeah.
Nasty.
If you have the ability to wash the towel
yeah.
when you're done, you throw it in the damn hamper.
Now, like who uses it? You hang it up?
I use it max
dude,
twice.
Why am I?
That's it. Uh-huh. No, I use the towel 2-3 times, and then I throw it in the wash.
No, I'm not. I'm good. No wonder you. I come sit next to you. I get sick.
No, ridiculous. Nasty. Keith, hold on. Keith, how many people in your house?
Enough.
At least five people. At least five
enough.
People in that house. Okay.
Enough.
Now, how many showers does everyone take a day?
I would probably say one to two.
Okay. So let's say five people at 7.5 showers a day times 7, that's 50 showers a week.
I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about the kids. They do whatever they want to do with the towel. I'm talking about me.
That's right.
I'm saying if everyone behaved like you, though, you're washing 50 towels a week.
I'm not washing 50 towels a week. 50 right. towels are being washed.
Are being washed, yes.
Yes, that is
yeah,
correct.
Well, Key, if you want to know the real reason why I wash
just
why
it
I wash a towel
I
every
about to play with it.
If you really want to know the real reason why it's every 2 to 3 time uses that it, or days that it gets washed, it's because I got a cleaning lady coming twice a week. So, you know, I hang it up,
But, Max, you got to understand, when your pores open up,
yep.
when you're showering, mm-hmm. dirt comes out.
Thank you.
Even though you're washing your body, mm-hmm. you get out of the tub, your pores are still open. They have not closed yet.
You know what, Key? I'm not trying to hear that you're going to turn me into someone who's. I'm already a little bit of a germaphobe. I'm going to start.
How am I
going to
turn you into anything?
I'm trying to be normal, and you're talking me into an OCD thing.
I'm very normal. I have a washer and a dryer. I am very normal. I have a clothes hamper. I have a separate clothes hamper for whites and colors and towels.
Oh,
I'm gonna put. I'm gonna put the. Yeah, you can't have it all. Come on, man.
You
can't have my. I can't have things.
No, right. And it comes back
into
kind of yellow and everything. No.
So the towel goes in there,
let's
dog.
Ask Key the follow question, all Key. Right. Are you a bar soap kind of guy, or are you the liquid soap kind of guy?
I'm a liquid soap, because yeah. the bar soap, that was when I was a kid.
Yeah, and then he got married, and now it's all liquid soap.
It's just that as you've gotten older, mm-hmm. we didn't have liquid soap right. as a kid. We had Zest Dove.
Irish Spring.
Irish Spring, big, thick
splurging.
Bar.
Yeah.
Now it's all liquid.
Hey, Key, do you have two different liquid body washes, one for you, one for your wife?
You don't even want to know how many liquid body washes are in the shower.
Right, because you have a facial, one for your face, one for your body, and then your wife has to sit.
And then it's okay. How many of those
so
bottles?
Many is, don't even
how many of those bottles have been sitting there for like a month, and it got like 10% of the condition? I'm like, why is that still here?
Hey, Jay.
Throw it away. We got 30 bottles in the damn shower.
Don't. Get me I can't. Started on that. It's doesn't.
Crowded in there.
How many damn it's different shampoos and conditioners do you need?
That's what I'm
seriously.
Saying.
Like, I don't get it.
Does she put them on the floor? Because there's so many of them. There's 6-7 bottles on the floor. The
Max
is missing to one of them.
I'm going to take a picture when I get home.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send it to you so you can see.
I'll do the same. It's unbelievable.
Makes zero sense.
Hey, Jay.
Hey,
you
Max.
Finally found a list. That you weren't 14th on.
What?
Let's do this. It's the 25 greatest college basketball players since 2000.
Look who's number one.
We're building.
According
did
to
you
Complex,
create this list, Jay?
Look at. I just want to name some guys
this
that
is
he's ahead of.
This is Complex's list.
Anthony Davis, Zion Williamson, Carmelo Anthony, J.J. Redick, Kevin Durant. Ooh, you're ahead of some dudes.
I didn't make the list, kids. Complex.
So
man.
Wait, so ooh, so greatest basketball player since 2000.
Since 2000.
Yeah.
So, and look, and he didn't win a championship or nothing like that at Texas, but you're not getting ready to have him at 7 and this dude Tyler Hansbrough at 2. I don't give
a
damn.
I can't do that, though.
I just, come on, man. I get
Tyler Hansbrough winning games, and I
well,
get
this is
that,
as a college player.
Yeah, but KD.
But even KD like, as a college player was crazy.
Michael Beasley, too.
Ooh, Jay, that
what about
was a
the
nice
length
pass
of career
by your little
in
butt?
College.
Come on, man.
The length of career
ooh,
probably is
yeah.
taken into
watch
account.
Watch out. Oh, ooh, Jay, Mighty Mouse, too.
Get him,
too.
Born supremacy.
Look, he called me Mighty Mouse. It's messed up, man.
Mighty Mouse. I said Mighty Mouse, too.
Oh, two. I'm the 2.0 version of Kyler Murray. That's what you're trying to say?
Man, Jay. We got to release faster, though. That's too slow. Got to get catch and shoot. You hesitated.
Yeah.
You hesitated. And you push.
Because his job wasn't to catch and shoot.
That's what his shot is. You're supposed to push it.
No, more up. More up.
Elevate.
Goosenuck. You know, but bam.
How's it feel to be number one on that list?
He is my coach.
Stop playing it
cool. It feels way better than 14.
You're pretty happy about
it. It was way better than 14.
Some people on that list too close to you, though, Jay.
Who?
Just people on the list. I ain't going to say no names. Yeah. But there's people on the list that's too close to you.
Yeah, let me leave it alone.
Down
I'm celebrating the game today.
Tournament
you were pretty
challenge
good to hit that 16.
Do it now. KJM, we're back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern. Greeny is coming up right now. You know, he's a happy camper. ESPN Radio. Perf.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.